Welcome to Biz Takeouts, sound bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, Event Director of AfricaCom, Tom Cuthell. It's time for Biz Takeouts.
It is 22 years of AfricaCom that is being celebrated this year in 2019. How big did AfricaCom start, and what are the numbers that we're looking at this year?
AfricaCom started 22 years ago, about 200 people in a hotel in South Africa. This year we're expecting 15,000 people to have attended by the end of the 3 days, so it's grown hugely. Moved into the CTICC, recently moved into CTICC 2 with the launch of Africa Tech, so yeah, it's growing every year.
How would you describe AfricaCom?
AfricaCom covers connectivity and communications. That's the core of the event, and that's the way the event has been kind of geared for the past 20 years or so. Recently, we've expanded into enterprise IT and emerging tech. So Africa Tech as a brand represents that. Things like AI, IoT, that's all under that banner. And this is the first time that we've launched Africa Tech as a standalone brand.
How is the fourth industrial revolution impacting us at the moment?
I think it's really important. I think there's a lot of talk about the fourth industrial revolution. The last year, that's been kind of the buzzword. And I think Africa has an opportunity to really progress to the forefront of that. There's not necessarily always legacy infrastructure. You could be quick to adopt emerging technologies here. I think a case in point would be M-Pesa in Kenya when you're thinking about mobile money and being globally competitive there. So I think it's really important. It elevates economies, it creates jobs, and it's something that is inevitable. I mean, digital transformation is happening globally. It affects every industry. So I think being positioned as Africa is to kind of embrace these innovative technologies, not only is it about business transformation, it also transforms lives, in infrastructure challenges. There's a lot of opportunities, I think, to deploy technology effectively in Africa.
Overall, what would you say are the common threads or common challenges that we're seeing?
The most obvious challenge would be connectivity across the continent. Some places are far better connected than others, so I think that needs to be established. People talk about connected in the next billion, and I think that's the foundation of digital services, so that would be the first one. Secondly, I think would be ICT policy and regulation, enabling business to flourish, encouraging inward investment, supporting startups, entrepreneurs, innovators. Finally, I think when you talk about the fourth industrial revolution, people focus on all the opportunities, all the transformation of businesses, the new deployment of technologies, and perhaps what gets missed is the human element of that, and the fact that jobs will change drastically. People talk about the future of work, it's different skill sets, and I think there certainly is a digital skills gap at the moment that would be global, but particularly in some parts of Africa, so I think that's something that needs to be addressed.
What is the relationship between East AfricaCom, West AfricaCom, and NigeriaCom, and the relationship it has to AfricaCom?
We run the regional events in specific markets. So we think of AfricaCom as Pan-African. We cover the whole of the continent in a global context as well, actually. The regional events tend to be more focused, so look at specific market, specific challenges in those markets, specific opportunities, and they mainly feature companies who are either very active in those markets or looking to access them. So the kind of breadth of content and the types of people you would meet, mobile network operators, heads of IT from enterprises, technology innovators. It's the same across the three or four different events. It's just that there's a slightly different regional focus in each case.
With the fourth industrial revolution and with technology in general, we all access technology every day. We can't live without technology. And with this comes a lot of data sharing, personal data and personal information sharing. As much as we're developing technology, are we also developing means for protection of our personal information getting out there?
Well, I think that's a huge issue, very topical at the moment. Lots and lots of examples of where that's not worked out well. So I think it's certainly a risk. It's something that as everything becomes digital, that risk grows. I mean, there are plenty of people out there trying to work on solutions to that, many of which come to AfricaCom. So I think it's about managing digital transformation in a responsible way. And I guess it comes back to looking at the human element all the time. Is yes, we're investing in this, it's creating new opportunities. But recognizing those risks, and the sort of new digital world is in the process of being built. It's far from finished. So I think we have an opportunity to build it in a responsible way as we're going along.
After 22 years of AfricaCom, where do you see AfricaCom in the future? What are your hopes for the conference?
I think AfricaCom, I mean, it evolves every year. The space we're in, tech, is very fast moving. So every edition of the show is slightly different. We're broadening the content, and with that, we broaden the audience. I think for us, with Africa Tech, with the launch of that part of the show, we've sort of firmly stepped into enterprise IT and emerging technologies. That's things like AI, blockchain, IoT. Then you start to look at all the industries that they impact, whether that's agri-tech, health tech, government, public services. Then I think for us, AfricaCom becomes more of a festival of digital transformation. So we have the connectivity, then we look at all the digital services, and I guess the final thing is then the people that are affected by it. The governments, that's something we see more and more government engagement with the event, ministers present on site, countries wanting to be involved, as I think the value of ICT investment is more widely recognised now, and people want to be part of the push towards the fourth industrial revolution. So I think for us, we elevate the event, and it just becomes about the impact of tech on lives and businesses.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.